Where are the best burritos served? In the Gulf of Mexico. When do they smother a burrito in cheese? In a best queso scenario. Okay, not our usual introduction, but a real statement of what happens when a respected and successful brand turns into a joke.
Once is happenstance, twice is coincidence, and six times is brand disengagement. It took Chipotle 22 years to transform itself from a burrito stand to a $23 billion quality brand. They did it by meeting customer expectations regarding the values of fresh, locally sourced, customizable food at a fair price. Oh, and it was generally agreed the brand had integrity. And they did all this long before the phrase genetically modified was ever uttered in competitive brands' boardrooms, and in consumer value time, light years before competitors tried to reposition their offerings as fresh or customizable. At the time, competitors were busy focusing on their dollar menus. Anyway, Chipotle showed up on our Customer Loyalty Engagement Index a decade ago, in 2006, once there were enough locations nationally for reasonable levels of customer incidence. And over the next 5 years, the brand moved up the fast casual restaurant loyalty list to the number one spot. By then, everyone in the category was chasing them. For being fresh, for being additive-free, for being customizable, they seemed unstoppable. It only took 7 months after one, then six more outbreaks of E. coli bacterium and salmonella-related illnesses to dramatically affect customer loyalty for Chipotle. Chipotle same-store sales, which had reached a brand and category best of plus 20%, dipped almost 15% last quarter. Yikes! So it came as no surprise that in our 2016 Customer Loyalty Engagement Index, Chipotle dropped to the number six spot of 21 brands on this year's list, five of which were new. Again, yikes! Why the drop? And why didn't the brand fall further down the list? Well, the drop itself was self-evident and inevitable. You can't feed consumers quality, fresh food and have them get sick without expecting some repercussions. But sick as they might have been, when it comes to loyalty, customers are six times more likely to give the brand the benefit of the doubt in adverse circumstances, like the original outbreak. But with the epidemic of illnesses that followed, that fount of customer forgiveness is drying up, and it's now showing up in how consumers see the brand meeting their expectations. In this case, for the value of quality, but mostly for the value of safe food preparation, which has always been a value component in the category, but has had generally lower expectations surrounding it. Fast casual consumers don't expect to get sick from the fresh food on offer. But that said, last week Chipotle received a grand jury subpoena related to an outbreak in California, an indication that the Justice Department and the FDA might be considering a criminal case. Zowie! In the meantime, Chipotle is doing what it can, conceding that they may be more vulnerable than other fast food and fast casual restaurants because of their fresh ingredients and fresh preparation. They've put food safety controls into place that experts say should reduce the risk of food contamination to virtually zero. So huzzah! And it is closing down the entire chain for a few hours next month for a system-wide food safety meeting just to make sure that everybody is on the same safety page. When it comes to food safety, you can't be too careful. Will this help improve the brand's loyalty and engagement efforts and assessments? Well, like they say about colds and chicken soup, it couldn't hurt.
What happened? It didn't help. Chipotle Mexican Grill saw their quarterly sales fall again. Third quarter revenue dipped nearly 15%. Same store sales tumbled 22%. That's the fourth straight quarter of double-digit declines. Things are going wrong in so many ways it would be hard to explain without charts. The company launched a rewards program during summer 2016 and a whole bunch of promotions. But as most of the decision process in selecting and remaining loyal to, well, any brand, is more emotional than rational, rewards are really not the answer to losing customers' trust. Poisoning people tends to have that effect on their trust. Co-CEO and founder Steve Ellis was quoted as saying, "People are feeling better about our brand and the quality of our food." But based on the company's bottom line, we suspect he was just joking.